It's a big risk. Yeah, but it's fun. You know, because what's the worst that's going to happen?
New York City mainstay Howard Fishman's decision to release not one, not two, but three albums at once might be a big artistic and financial risk, but Howard's never been one to stick to the usual way of doing things. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Howard Fishman is, all at the same time, a singer-songwriter, composer, bandleader, actor, director, and playwright. He's a fan of doing more than one thing at once. So when Howard Fishman started working on an album of New Orleans brass band music, it just seemed natural that he'd use the brass band on some songs he'd written about a trip to Romania. And then, at the last minute, to use the string players from that to record a set of songs about love and loss. The result of Howard's cascade of inspiration is a trilogy of albums, Better Get Right, No Further Instructions, and The World Will Be Different. And Howard Fishman told FUV's Claudia Marshall why he made them all at once.
This was really going all in for me. This was investing everything that I had financially, emotionally, spiritually, musically, everything, putting it all into the pot and saying, here it is. I had the opportunity to mark 10 years in the music business about a year and a half ago. And I did 10 shows in 10 days with 10 bands. And it was this whole big thing. And it was a moment for me to take stock and sort of look at where I was and where I was going. And I just decided that there were a lot of things that I still wanted to do. So many things that I still wanted to do. And I just decided that I was going to go for it in terms of getting these records out so that I have many other projects, you know. I had people say, well, why don't you put out one record a year for the next 3 years?
And like then regular?
Like a regular person. Well, the fact of the matter is I already have other things I want to record and other projects I want to do. So I don't have 3 years to spend touring and promoting these records. Mm. So I wanted to get these out because the music was written and move on to other things.
It's snowing in Brooklyn, it's mid-afternoon. The streets are all quiet, I feel quiet too. The end of the winter will melt away soon. The world will be different too. Snowing where you are you even in town? Maybe you're somewhere with someone else now. I finally stopped keeping track of the time since the last that I saw you, the last time we tried.
After we'd done all the stuff that we were planning on doing.
The other records.
The other two. Yeah. These songs were kind of like, it's 4 a.m, you know, everybody's really loose, everybody's ears are really open. Let me try to throw a couple of these songs at the band that they've never heard before, because I don't want to rehearse them. They're too private. You know, I just want to do them once and then not do them again. So that was the first decision. And then the second decision was, once they were done, can I really put this record out? Because that was also a decision. Because even though we'd recorded them, they still felt very private. So,
and extremely autobiographical, from what I can tell. I mean, maybe some of the words and names have been changed to protect the innocent or not so.
That's right.
Innocent.
That's right.
But, you know, this is really you sort of opening up your heart, I think, in a way here. At least it sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of picking through the wreckage of what, you know, of my heart after a busted up relationship. Yeah.
But some of the best material comes out of that stuff.
So they say.
Yeah.
Now you are gone. It's plain to see. Though traces remain of what used to be. I still have your dress, the petals you made. There still is your scent on the bed where we laid. Your keys on my ring, you ring in my ear. You won't go away, you're not even here. Your marks on my door, your hands on the arch. Your ghosts everywhere since we've been apart.
Howard Fishman live with Letter from Brooklyn and A Ghost, both from The World Will Be Different, The Love Album. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.